This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Earlier this year, a LifeNews.com blogger wrote in an article that took a black civil rights organization to task over what he said was its abortion position. Ryan Bomberger filed a suit to protect his First Amendment rights, and the NAACP filed a countersuit to protect its trademark name. A federal district judge has ruled in favor of trademark rights. It may be the first time ever that First Amendment rights have lost in court in such a case. Despite Ryan Bomberger's assertions and evidence to the contrary, U.S. District Court Judge Raymond Jackson wrote in a 52-page ruling that the NAACP has no position regarding abortion. This is Life News Radio. If God is who we understand him to be, prayer may be more about making ourselves available to God than about enumerating all the things that could or should be included in the plans of the Almighty. If you want to know how to become available, consider entering the silence, the poverty of fasting. This Friday is a first Friday of the month, and a great time to fast and pray. Let's be the culture of life. In its fundraising campaign, GosnellMovie.com has broken a record for the largest crowdsource funding effort ever. For those willing to consider his gruesome acts in such numbers, producers say Kermit Gosnell is simply the most prolific serial killer in history. The movie could create further shift towards pro-life public opinion. Despite the fundraising effort, major media outlets remain silent. Producers are relying on the pro-life community to spread the news and direct friends to GosnellMovie.com. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at LifeNews.com. This has been Life News Radio.